most important conversation of the year. Maybe.
Okay, good. It's on their Twitter. The clickbait's in.
There's not said for click, but I'm saying what I feel. I want to welcome Davi Pfeffer's back, David Clara's back, Maymay's back, McCall's back, the boys are back. So, but Bruchim Abayim and Bruchim Anemtzayim, those that have come and those that are here. So, Shloim is back home. I want to share something. Somebody may claim that what we're about to do is almost unfair. I have this weird custom that after a chag, I like speaking about the chag. Now, it's very mean. Like, after Purim, say a word on Purim. It's like, you're not nice. If you told me before, I could have been a hot shot on Purim. I would have gone every place and had the word. You told me a word before Chanukah, I would be the man. To tell it to me after Chanukah is like cruel and unusual. It's like not fair. The Velt says a joke. It's not that funny, but it reminds me. The Velt has a good joke that there's some Rav who's an avid golfer, and he has a big nisayan on Yom Kippur to go golfing instead of sitting in shul. And he's a reform. Maybe, you know, there's no such thing. Every yid is a neshama. There's no, the word secular yid is the dumb, is a weekday Shabbos, the end of our kizah. He's a tzaddik, he's a yid, he has temptations. And he leaves his kehillah to go golfing on Yom Kippur. He quietly sneaks out. You know what Hashem was ma'anish him? He gets a hole in one. But like, he can't tell anybody about it. Like, what's it worth? He can't say, I was golfing. So he can't tell anybody. The bottom line is the guy after Yom Tov, he has a vart on Yom Tov. Like, is he going to remember it for next year? The kitzur advarmis, that's a bad habit. At the end of his man, I want to speak to the chevra about Gemara, about learning Gemara, Teresh Baal Peh. He said, Kalish, now we're holding late in this man. Many guys in yeshiva are starting to learn Gemara. I want to explain why we don't do Gemara a lot early, many shiurim, till later in the year. And many guys I see in yeshiva, around yeshiva, people starting to open a lot more Gemaras. And you'll see after Pesach a riboy. I tzushtel to saying a vardi after Purim, at the end of his man, where we pound the Teresh Baal Peh. Now you tell me what Teresh Baal Peh is. The same guy who often doesn't like school will not like Gemara, because I think Gemara is a stira to school. It's a contradiction to many schools. And a guy associates something he calls Gemara that's not Gemara at all. In the yeshiva, people learn to feel, to experience, to find something in Olam HaPnimi, a world within. How does something hit me? Where does it hit me? We've had many discussions, the most recent discussion about that conversation. We've had many, the Olam HaPnimi, the world within. What's Teresh Baal Peh, my friends? What is Gemara? What's Gemara? If I would ask a guy, people read many books. What's Manishtana? Which we're about to come to a day we ask, what's this night different? I ask this Sefer Torah, this holy book, this holy Sefer Gemara, what's the difference between this and other books? What's the difference? What is Teresh Baal Peh? What is this? Now you have to know every time you hold this Sefer, you have to know an oddity. This is not supposed to be Gemara Gittin Daf Samach. Dvarim Shebal Peh. Iyat Rishai L'Koisvan. This is not allowed to be written down. It's an awkward thing. You're reading something that is not supposed to be written. Dvarim Shebal Peh. Iyat Rishai L'Koisvan. You're not allowed to write this down. Very interesting. Look, I'm about to read something that's not allowed to be written down. So why was it written down? The answer is it wasn't. And the answer is that a little amount was, a drip was written down. We were forgetting Torah and a little, but Torah Shebaal Peh remains. It's the Sefer that's not written. You're not allowed to write this book. Any book you read was supposed to be written, not this one. This one's not allowed. Dvarim Shabbal Peh, Iyat Rishai Lekaisun, Gittin Daf Samach. You're not allowed to write it down. Now, what is Torah Shabbal Peh? So it's very kedai if you want to know what something is. So there are a lot of the different eitzes. You find out what the name of something is. The essence of something lies in the name. You could also check the bracha on the thing. I have spoken that the bracha on Amalek, the bracha on Zachar, what Amalek did is Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amnim. The bracha we make on Parasha Zachar, they announce in Shul, everybody have kavana that the bracha, the one who gets the aliyah is about to make, is a bracha on every mitzvah, as a bracha. Over lasiyasim, before you do any deraisa, there's a bracha. The bracha on the mitzvah of remembering Amalek is Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amnim, Kedushas Yisro. We have spoke about it over and over. Amalek's against Anachnu Yisrael Amai, a basic belief that Hashem has a foothold, the Dira B'Tachtainim, the people who give Hashem, who represent Hashem on this world, are Am Yisrael, Anachnu Yisrael Amai, and Amalek is a fight on Klal Yisrael being the Am Hashem. And the bracha against Amalek's Hashabachar Banu Mikolo Amim, were the chosen of all the nations. And we have the Torah. Now, what is Torah Shabbal Peh? So I am going to study one aspect, what it is, from the prayer one who's engaging in Torah Shabbal Peh makes. There's a prayer on Torah Shabbal Peh, and it's not the bracha. This is the prayer. But I have a weird belief, Menach, that if I study the prayer on Torah Shabbal Peh, it would be kind of defining as to what is Torah Shabbal Peh. Well, the prayer on Torah Shabbal Peh, the prayer, it's written in this Gemara. It's a prayer from a Mishnah in Brachas, a Gemara in Brachas, a Mishnah in a Gemara. And before a guy sits down and learns Torah Shabbal Peh, he says a prayer. One of the things he prays, and this is many Rishayim learn Pshat, V'layikashel b'dvar halacha v'yismichu b'chaveray. I shouldn't make a mistake in learning, and my friends chuckle at me. Now, nobody likes to be laughed at. None of us like to say embarrassing things. None of them. None of us. It's horrible. To be embarrassed is very bad. And in Shema Karleinu, I think it makes sense. I shouldn't miss shots in the gym. People laugh at me. In the Beis Medrash, all of us struggle. A human condition is to be a little insecure. Like, oh my gosh, what are they thinking? Do I look okay? Am I saying okay? We all have our worries and insecurities, and you pray Hashem should give me the confidence, the knowledge I'm good. We all have insecurities, a human condition. So I'm not bothered that we pray I shouldn't say something and my friends laugh at me. But I ask you, that's the prayer on learning? This is the prayer the Mishnah says. That's a nice prayer for Shema Karleinu. That's the prayer on Torah. That's a, you're so sidetracked. It's a sidetrack. You missed, like, what do you pray? The experience, we should get clear pshat. We do say that in the prayer, I shouldn't get the wrong pshat. You're about to learn, but you have to pray, be focused. A lot of things could happen when you learn. But you pray that my friend shouldn't laugh at me. We also say, by the way, he shouldn't say something. He shouldn't say something stupid and I laugh at him. I definitely want good midas, but what does that have to do with Torah Shabbal Peh? And Rabbi said, this is Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh, it is not written down. Avi and I just learned the sugya in Baba Kam in our Masechta. Sugya anichum aveilum, we're trying to wrap our mind. It's like boggling the mind, and we're like talking, arguing, conversing, talking back and forth. Having included, we brought into the discussion the Taz, the Ramah, the Yamshel Shloim have joined, and we've joined the discussion with the greats of our history, and we're processing. Torah Shabbal Peh is the processing, how it hits you, where it hits me, where it hits you, and the sincere discussion of the Torah filtered through you is Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is me, you, him, is Nishmas Kol Yisrael that the words go through. That is Torah Shabbal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh exists in you, and who you are, your essence brings out Torah Shebaal Peh. I've said to the Chevra before, there's a machloikas Abaye and Rava. Wouldn't it be kind of awkward if Abaye over the years thought about it and ended up in Shemayim? You're going to come to Shemayim. I said, I agreed to Rava. That was embarrassing. I was wrong. I made a mistake. I don't know if you ever had a chavrusa where you fought for like 2 hours and you realize he's right. I had a chavrusa who used to argue. He was brilliant. And he usually was right. After a good debate, you chap he's right. You start lying and you like change your position where you're like sort of saying the same thing as him. You gradually, that okay, you're not a liar. So you end up like him. You just say him in a different way. Stretch of the truth. It's hard to say, like, imagine Abaye and Rabbi after 1,000 years, Abaye is like a little embarrassed, like, it's written forever, and Abaye says, we're all studying, but Abaye is like, I know they're all learning my opinion. It doesn't happen once in chess. So I just want to translate. Abaye Amar means that in Abaye, if you're Abaye to the truth of Abaye, this is what you would say. God says, how do I know this? Listen, now I know this from a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin says Hashem was learning, and Hashem quotes, Ev Yasar b'ni Omer kach, and Yoinasan b'ni Omer kach. What's God saying? God needs the opinion of his two Yidden? It's a machlaikis on a mitzius, on some machlaikis had to learn a pasuk, and God says, my son Ev Yasar says this, and my son Yoinasan says this. Could somebody explain to me what that means? God's like learning what it means is I created somebody, Yonasan, and when you take this through the eyes of Yonasan, this is what comes out.
Wow.
In creating the person called Abaye, this is the truth that's going to come through Abaye. That's what Abaye means. Abaye did not change his mind in Shemayim because he wouldn't be Abaye. He stays Abaye. Abaye is still Abaye. Abaye Omer doesn't mean, and he thinks, it doesn't mean and he thinks. It means in Abaye, with all his tchunas and nefesh and all his experience, in Abaye says like this, that's what Abaye Omer means. That's why I don't like saying, when scholars say, in the eyes of Rashba, it's nauseating. They don't know, they're clueless about Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not it. Scholars like saying Herschel. In Rambam, in Maimonides' eyes, walk out of the room. When a scholar talks like that, say, good night, Kol Tov. He's trying to like act scholarly, like, in his opinion, Rambam seems to feel. That's what it means when the Rambam says, Rambam doesn't feel. Rambam means that a person, an Ish Emes, this is how we learn Rishonim. In Ish Emes, when truth comes through him, this is what it says. It's an Ish Emes. It's not Rambam seems to feel. It's Hashem handed us something through a tzaddik. And the tzaddik with the tzaddik's view, and the job of Torah Shebaal Peh is to filter Torah through yourself, through your chavrusa, through all other yidden. And it comes through us. We have to be honest. You can't have agendas if you call out your agendas. If you're trying to prove something, say something that's nothing to do with Torah Shebaal Peh, you have it coming in agenda. But the Yid, in sincerity, takes that line and we talk and speak. I got the Gemara ready. You didn't start learning. Learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh starts. Read Art Scroll. By all means, get what the words mean. Now you and your chavrus have a sophisticated conversation. Torah Shebaal Peh starts. I love in yeshiva. The yeshiva, there are guys who think it's a coincidence. I don't like Gemara. I don't like that. And then he comes here and he doesn't learn Gemara. He's not ready for Gemara till he values himself, his own opinions, till he learns how to feel and experience. He shouldn't. I don't want a Rebbe to open Gemara. It's not to do Gemara. He's not learning Gemara. He's not learning Torah Shebaal Peh. It's a farce. Your Rebbe Shir, it's not Torah Shebaal Peh. What I'm saying is an open Gemara. That's not Torah Shebaal Peh. What is that? It's not Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the honest opinion. You read a line, what hits you, what strikes you. And two people converse how it hits them, where it hits them, what it's saying, what it means. Through me, through you, we discuss, we hear, we talk. when you could have a sophisticated conversation on the piece you're learning, and it you process, you bring it through your system, and then the Rebbe has his, and then you bring it to where the Rashba brought it through the Rashba, and the Pnei Yeshua brought it through the Pnei Yeshua, and you filter that through you, you're now learning Torah Shebaal Peh. If you don't trust yourself, value yourself, the bracha on Torah Shebaal Peh is, I shouldn't say Yisvara, my friends laugh, because there's no Torah Shebaal Peh. If my friends don't value the way I see things, there's no Torah Shebaal Peh. Zero. So the prayer on Torah Shebaal Peh is, I shouldn't say something and my friends laugh. And they shouldn't say something and I laugh, because there's no Torah Shebaal Peh. There's nothing to do with Gemara, nothing. No Gemara was learned. The prayer on Gemara, a successful Gemara experience, is I say some things and my friends hear and process it and learn, and my friend says something and I process it. At the point in my mess up, my friend laughs, so then it didn't matter. By the way, my mess ups, my friend. Even my mess ups, my havamina, maskana, the way I'm processing it. Somebody heard Rai Shapiro, a parent heard Rai Shapiro give a shiur here. He said, that man knows how to give a shiur, like it's an entertainer, Azah. Because he's telling a story. Rai Shapiro, when you hear him learn, that's just Torah Shebaal Peh. It should be almost a story. I say, when you say Yavart, you're literally like you're saying your life story. You came to the Gemara, and like it's a story. So you read this, and I hit me like this, but my Chavrusa hit him. You could watch Rai Shapiro, he's a storyteller. That's Torah Shebaal Peh. Where did it go? Where did it hit? What did it say? And you're running it through your system and his system. There's a line of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. It says, the Gemara in Kedushin says, a Rebbe and a Talmud are first enemies. They love each other at the end of the learning process. But at first, they're enemies. Doesn't mean they're enemies. Rabbi Yisrael explains that they have to have different opinions. It has, how did it hit you? How did it hit you? There's no, he says a line, Rabbi Yisrael, Zula Zeh, in a Torah. It's not Torah otherwise. You didn't learn Torah. You didn't have Torah Shebaal Peh. So how do you learn Gemara with the Rebbe? Rebbe, go. And often guys come here, the same guy who rejects a secular schooling system. The same guy says, hey, it matters what I think, how things hit me. He doesn't just want to be robotic. He says, I don't like Gemara. You never learned Gemara. So I like the Rebbeim, after a guy trusts himself, learns that he counts and matters and learns his experience and his thoughts, now sit down and learn some Gemara. Read a line and two sophisticated people talk together. Talk. Gemara, Aaron went to a yeshiva. They learned to, does it sound like that's how they learn there? They read a line. Aaron went to yeshiva. Yehuda went to yeshiva. They learned Torah Shebaal Peh, yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. They learned Torah Shebaal Peh. A line is said in Chevra. Let's go. Guys learn to converse, sophisticated. And he trains the Chevra to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. And then there's a sophisticated camp. Remember, this is not allowed to be written. It ain't. You have a line you read that's like, what? If you don't say, what? And then you say, what? And then each guy, well, we were learning this on Avelis. We're both like losing our minds and discussing and getting smarter in the process. Then we looked up a sefer and and everything's like, it's live. The Torah Shebaal Peh, we are every Yid, Nishmas Yisrael is part of Torah Shebaal Peh. It says, La Yehuda Maisa Eira. Eira zu Torah. To the Yidden, there was Eira, there was Torah. We are part of Torah. There's Torah Shebichsav and there's Torah Shebaal Peh. The Yid is part of Torah, is built into Torah. It's Nifla. Torah Shebaal Peh is wild. That we are all part of Torah. And Amalek starts up with Am Yisrael is taking Torah. To destroy Am Yisrael is to take Torah. Elayhud Maisa Eira. Eira zu Torah. We have Torah. We have Torah. Tefillin is the Keser Torah, is the crown of Torah. Why is it on us? Why is it on us? Because we are a shtick Torah. Because the Torah and the each Yid, his engagement, his learning, hearing, arguing, saying, asking, figuring out. To learn Torah, I love in yeshiva, guys are starting to learn Gemara. You see two chavrusas, they open up beautiful. They open up. They read a line, and then let's go. A sophisticated conversation. Let's go. Guy says, what just, what that line? Let's review the line. The line said like this. Guy says, what is that? What? When? Where? He starts saying, they run to the Rebbe, the right glazer. He says back. They both say, they argue, they talk. Oh, Tarish Baal Peh is happening. A live discussion of Yidden, Mevaksheya Emes, each one bringing their contribution, their perspective, their understanding, how the line comes through them, and a Tarish Baal Peh emerges. If you think about our Tarish, we get so used to learning. Think about all the Svarim, the shells of all the tzaddikim who learned, who read the lines, who speak to Rekiv Eger, to the Pnei Yeshua, to the Ktsais, to the Shagas Aryeh, to the... It's all part, and you become part of the Beis Medrash of Tarish Baal Peh. I've gone many times, one of my favorite things in the world, is I've been Zeich now on four sons, and I'm waiting for my fifth son, is in third grade, and I love when they're handed a Gemara. And it's so much deeper than he knows. You handed him a book. It's so much deeper than the kids know. I've been asked to speak at the event. I'm at a loss for words. You're getting a sefer. You're a shtick, Tyra. You're a piece of this Tyra. The rest of your life, you're going to be involved in the discussion. Who you are, the Bikusha Emes. The asking, the arguing, the speaking. You're part of this world of Tyra. You're part of this world. It's not an expression of Ben Tyra. You're part of the world. You're a shtick Tyra. We didn't hand you a book. We taught you your Tyra, Tyra Shabal Peh. The kid can't fathom what's going on. I don't know how you teach that. You got another sefer? You hold the kid and you dance with the kid. You're a shtick Tyra. You're a shtick Tyra. You're not giving him a sefer. You're lifting him up. You'll have your own children. I watch in yeshiva now, two guys starting to learn Tarish Baal Peh. It's not this. They opened a new sefer. They opened their souls. They connect to Tarish Baal Peh. Two Yidden are now learning Tarish Baal Peh. Nifla. They're having a discussion, Tarish Baal Peh. I would watch that Chabura last year, the Chevra. This year we watch as an Olam, and you watch them learn together, talk together, discuss. Tarish Baal Peh, each Yid that's part of the Tarish, they don't like reads, they look up Svarim for sure. Rabbi Chanan said the best time in his life in Tarish Baal Peh, he didn't have access to Svarim. Because people can get mixed up that I'm like checking up what he says, you're part of the Sugya. It always bothered me, Chevra, that Achronim, have you ever seen an Achron, right? I've seen the Pnei Yeshua. I come from the Pnei Yeshua. Me and Manny come from the Pnei Yeshua. Hudi comes. Yankee, we come from the Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua will write. He'll write a Svara. And he says, Achakach Matsasi, I found the Rishon says it. He's so arrogant. I'm like a T4 artist. I like saying big things because it's my insecurity. I want to show off to you. Pnei Yeshua, A2 Brute? Pnei Yeshua is a Kaddish Elyon, holy of holies. He didn't need to be Gaiva. Why does the Pnei Yeshua say, and then I found the Svara, just quote Herschel. Why does he say he needs like the boost to his esteem? He says, I say, and then I found the Rashba writes it. So just quote the Rashba. Because Tarish Baal Peh, when you understand the Rashba, you're part of Torah. It's your Svara. Tarish Baal Peh is not about quoting. It's your story. You're not learning Tarish Baal Peh saying something. It's your story. What the Sugya you should know in learning, you'll start getting feels. How does it look like to you? Youngsters, you think they're being chutzpah. A younger guy says, I think Abai is right. Do you know he's right? You have to be careful you talk. Do you know it matters? There's like a svar of a sugya. There's a way to learn a sugya, and it matters what nira be'enai. Now, it's complicated. Abaya says, these are deep shayrish and neshama. It matters where it hits you and how it hits you. The kid's right. You tarnish zagan, Abaya. You can't, you have to be careful and get exactly Abaya and don't jump to anything. But then what the Pnei Yeshua says, a svara. Then he says, I found it after, because he's supposed to tell his story. It's not about don't take the credit. That's Torah Sheba'al Peh. I learned, and I want you to know my stories, is what I thought. Amazing. Then I looked and found in the Rashba, that's how Torah Sheba'al Peh works. That's what it is. What happened? Where did it hit you? What's your story? It's not about credit, not Torah Sheba'al Peh. What he could say, I saw the Rashba, and I really like it. Really hit me deeply. When he quotes the Rashba, that's what he means. When he says it, and he saw it, and then he saw the Rashba. So that's what the story was. Torah Sheba'al Peh is the Yid is a shtick Torah. He's part of this. I promise you, now many guys, they love Torah Sheba'al Peh. They just don't know what it is because they sat in a class. They don't know what Torah Sheba'al Peh is. No clue. Writing notes. Where are we sitting? Okay, Bechena. They didn't learn anything. Nothing. It wasn't Torah Sheba'al Peh. Zero. Reb Yisrael said, wasn't Torah Sheba'al Peh? Then that guy said, I don't know Torah. He couldn't say his own opinion. He never learned Torah Sheba'al. He never learned Gemara before. He doesn't even know what Gemara is. I don't like Gemara. So that's in yeshiva. I try 8 months. A guy's here a few years, maybe. Don't let him up near the Gemara so fast. Torah Sheba'al Peh, he's going to be over. I hold the guy learns and doesn't know what Gemara is. It's shayach, he's over. That Dvarim Sheba'al Peh to Rishai L'Kaisan. It's shayach to me that he's over. It could be it's a surim. You're not allowed to write down Torah Sheba'al Peh. He thinks it's written. It could be a surim. It's not mutter to learn yet. You shouldn't close the... Stop. You're learning Gemara. A guy thinks he's learning Gemara. I want the Rebbe at the point the guy knows that his opinion matters, how to process things, that he should process things. I watch in yeshiva now. It's magical. I watch two guys open a Gemara together. They sit down. Now read a line, read a little keta, and that's gone. Talk. No, chevre, talk a little. Oh, what does it say to you? What's being said here? What's being said? You watch in Derech Chev Yehuda, how does it look when two Yidden, like, how does it look when he says, lock it up, let's go. What's his Lashon? What's the Lashon of the Rebbe? Lock it in, shmooze it out. That's what Rev Kleinschlitter says, lock it in, shmooze it out. It's not Torah Sheba'al Peh, let's go. Lock it in, shmooze it out. He's describing Torah Sheba'al Peh. Read the word and let's go. Converse, Hever. This one asks, this one argues, this one says, oh. Tell me the guys, I'm not so into Gemara, Rebbe. I don't think you ever learned Gemara. He's not so into Gemara. Show me the guy. You don't have an experience, an opinion, an idea.
It says it's not allowed to be written, just means it's not possible.
You have to reshay. It's interesting. It sounds almost like that. It's impossible. Avi says it comes out. It almost doesn't mean it's us to write it. It's not. What does he mean you wrote it? But the lush is you have to reshay, like it's not allowed.
Yeah.
We write to engender that brings enough for the conversation to emerge. To see it there is probably delightful. He explains it the way we're saying, right? But say it different. Torah Sheba'al Peh, let's go. Does he say it like this, Yehuda? You already just said?
No.
Say it loud, louder. Every word of Torah beckons the Yid. Talk about me. Darshani. Figure me out. Every word of Torah says to a Yid, Darshani. Do you understand that with the Shidduch of Torah is not an exterior thing that was supposed to hold Torah? We're a Shidduch of Torah. The Yid and Torah, the Nishmas Yisrael with Torah. Do you know what it means Torah was given to us? Wasn't like, what does it mean it was given to us? You guys thought, what does it mean Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai? What did Yid walk home with? What did he have? What does it mean Torah was given to us at Har Sinai? What does that mean? Stop being shallow. What does it mean we received the Torah? What do we receive, pray tell? It means it was given to us. Nishmas Yisrael and Torah. It was given. The Yid now owns it. The Malachim lost their mind by Kabbalah Satira. It was given to us. The Yid all of a sudden, the Yid's perspective, it's wild stuff. The Yidin got a crown by Kabbalah Satira. It changed who we were. Niflu, what Kabbalah Satira means. We got something changed, something gave. The Yid was in something different, Kabbalah Satira. And it means now the Yid begins his study of Torah. He reads and he learns and he understands. It's a story. You watch Rai Shapir, you know what I mean? He tells a story. He's like a good speaker. He's a good learner. All you're learning is like a story. If somebody learns, you hear anybody say Divrei Torah, it's like their story. We learned Torah this in the afternoon. My kids in the Eretz Yisrael, I should call more often. I should call more often. But they sometimes listen into the shiurim, like they know what's going on. But it's your story. Your Torah is your story. It's what's going on. What's happening, and how you're processing. How do you know somebody? Tell me your heart, and I'll get to know you. It's bringing what the Torah, where it says, what it says, how it says to them. How many people think they don't like learning, man? It's like a tragedy. It's a tragedy. Maybe the best thing about the yeshiva, I think this yeshiva hands Torah Shebaal Peh to people. I think in teaching people, allowing people to process things and to trust themselves and to have perspective, it hands Torah Shebaal Peh. Could you have a greater gift? I shouldn't say something and my friends laugh at me. Do you understand the prayer of Torah Shebaal Peh? It's not a cute vert. If the guy laughs, there's no Torah Shebaal Peh, zero, nothing. Yeah, and you laugh when he says, no Torah Shebaal Peh. What does he hold? What does he hold? Sagmir, what happened? What's said here? That's Torah Shebaal Peh. I was zeicha for many years to say Gemara Shir, the best days ever, the best days ever. When one guy said and another guy argued, and like things around the table are going haywire, it's crazy. The best days, when I see it, I miss that experience of Torah Shebaal Peh. When I see in the Chabura, I see it happen sometimes. Somebody asks, somebody jumps, somebody argued, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. So he had a good kasha. He's so stark. That's when a guy tries to ask the Chabura. Don't ever ask smart question, ask your question. If you ask smart questions, you're not learning Torah Shebaal Peh. You're not allowed. Get out of the Beis Medrash. Gvarim Shebaal Peh, to Rishai Lekoisman, out. The guy, stark question. When a Rebbe goes like this, a guy's question is, say better. Say better what I should say. You're you. I'm me. I'm just saying me. I don't want to say better or worse. I just want to say me. Don't say better. I'm just saying me. I don't want to say better. I just want to say Dan Kalish and you say Dan Schiller. Don't ask good kashas. Ask your question. Don't ask any good kashas. If you ask good kashas, you're not learning Torah Shebaal Peh if you ask good kashas. You're playing a game. Ask your kasha. Say your pshat. But be honest and work hard and be diligent. Read the line many times. And ask yourself what's being said. But study it. Study it. Learn it. Delve in it. Spend quality time. Befriend it. And find out what came out. What was Yaitza? Don't ask good questions. Only ask your question. Don't say good answer. Say your answer. And when I say my answer and you say yours and we discuss... Niflu, the best, those days, Rebezi, you remember those days? A guy would say, another guy would say, those are the days, it's like electric, you're to die for.
Thursday night, Parshas Bal in Rebbe's house. Oh,
there was so many.
No,
you feel.
Everyone said good.
Yeah. You feel,
no one didn't
when
say
these
good.
Things happen, you feel like an explosion of MS. You feel like MS is like, wow. There's like Torah Shebaal Peh like emerges. I have to remember. I remember the experience. I remember other experiences as well. Torah Shebaal Peh is like alive. People tell me, the guys, I'm not so into Gemara. He never learned 10 seconds in his life. He went to a lecture. What is that? An Isser. He went to an Isser. It's not mutter. Torah Shebaal Peh is alive. Rabbi Yisrael says, Zula Zeinai Torah. Stop. That's not Gemara. Gemara, sit down, read it, talk, say, hear, process. Let's go. What does it hit you? What was just said?
So what does it mean when two Rebbe's says, and what Rebbe was describing, when in the middle of life you realize, oh wait, he's right. Like, I'm saying.
Yeah, sometimes you miss something, you didn't see something, and his emes woke you up and expanded you. It's expansive. Rav Chashmaitza. The sugya gets so expansive. Reish Lakish was the chavrus of Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish was nifter. Rabbi Yochanan went crazy, lost his mind. He lost his mind, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 children and he stayed sane. He used to carry the bone of his 10th son, Dane Garma, Dasi Rabir. There's the bone of my 10th son. He lost his chavrus, he lost his mind. So the Chachamim, it was crazy. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't bedas. He went out of his mind. Because your svara is not your svara. You need his svara and your svara. They got him a new one, but his new one agreed with him. And it didn't help. He said, Reish Lakish was my perfect counter. Ultimately, Chacham Davin, Rabbi Yochanan should be nifter. He wasn't shayach to life. Didn't have the counter. He didn't have the Teresh Baal Peh, the Lebedek, difference of opinions, a different... Now, somebody can come and just argue. The goal is not to argue. The goal is two honest people who engage, who are alive with Teresh Baal Peh. Different people talking, conversing, saying, hearing, processing something. That was Zaych and Yeshiva. Ashreinu, that was seeing today. I watched the last couple of days. I watched Chevra walk in with the Gemaras. I watched Teresh Baal Peh emerge in Arbis Medrash. Teresh Baal Peh, and the guy sat down, Triglazer with this Rabbi. I see Rabbi, I'm starting to crack the Gemaras. Teresh Baal Peh is being born. I see the Chevra come back from Eretz Yisrael, having engaged in Teresh Baal Peh. So I say to us all, Rabbi say, let's learn Torah Shabbal Peh. Let's engage. Let's begin. Let's discuss. Let's talk. Let's read the line and converse. Welcome home, Yehuda. You think we're interrupting? We interrupted. We're in the middle of talking one thing. We're welcoming back the Chevra. They're pieces of Torah Shabbal Peh. It's Nishmas Yisrael. It's not two conversations. Amazing. Very good. He's talking about this conversation, Parashas Bullock. Yeah, the cash and wise. Yeah. Very good. Toby a maskin? He doesn't want, he's afraid to be maskin. He wants Torah Shabbal Peh. Yeah. I want to sing with the Chevra, Lulei Sayras Chashashue. Now that we like discuss what Torah is, this song is very dear to me. This song is very dear to me because...
You're not allowed to write it like you're right now. You're turning the Gemara into a written book, bro.
This song, Rev Aaron Cutler is my Rebbe's Rebbe. He learned Torah Shabbal Peh with my Rebbe. And Rev Aaron used to ask my Rebbe to sing this song. Rebbe has a beautiful voice. And Rav Aaron used to ask him to sing this song. And he would sing this song to us. And we sang it with my Rebbe. It mattered a lot. My Rebbe needs a refuah. Yechiel Yitzchak Ben Leia. And this was a song. We sang Purim a lot. We sang Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, we sang Lulei Sayrasra. A song that Rav Aaron Cutler would say to my Rebbe. Yechiel Lulei Sayrasra. And he would sing Lulei Sayrasra for Rav Aaron. Yeah, true story. So let's sing Lulei Sayrasra. Lulei Sayrasra. Lord.
Maishla Yehuda Lehrfeld's back. He was Mizakas in beautiful songs. I want you to share. Can you share your song, Maishla? Yehuda, I want you to hear this. Come, Maishla.
Let it out, let it out. Let's go.
Yehuda, check this out.
Ima yinachami
shatzach lo yinachamuni when I feel like I'm a fool. I know I must stand tall, 'cause God is my staff and my shield. When I feel like I'm a fool, I know I must prevail, 'cause God is the only one with me. And that's the thought that sets me free.
Yeah, so I need to get a kick off.
Oh, obviously.
Good, that's such a good song.
I like that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Shleim is going to play Lamana Chai V'Reyoi. It says the learners of Torah. Watch it. Avi Berger, welcome home. Welcome home. Do you understand, Chevra, in a place where Torah Shebaal Peh has learned how important the people are? In a place where Torah Shebaal Peh has not learned, so there's Gemaras and people don't matter at all. The Gemara stays there, the same Gemara's in the Beis Medrash. Do you realize that half this Beis Medrash is missing because we had the scroll and we didn't have Avi? Torah Shebaal Peh is the people. This is a place of collective, of Torah Shebaal Peh has lived here, has learned and lived. Like the Torah returned to Yehuda Lerfeld's back. It's your Gemara sat here all year, we missed you. Torah Shebaal Peh, David Clara is back home. Welcome back, Taita. Welcome back, Taita, the Ben Taita. Let's do Laman Achai.
Yeah. chai v'rei adabra
now, or save for the Leil Shishi, or both?
Both.
Shleima Dailam's calling for both.
Yes!
Avram's cousin.
Thank you, Belly. Shleima, thank you. Should we do Leil Shishi?
Yes, they did it with Shlomo.
Hey, it's new and I saw right today. Not finished, but I just like it. I'm feeling. Most of my life felt alone, lost in no world, even lost boys were gone. Stuck in the matrix, understatement, I hated it. Me against the world, I was done. Man, I was tough, couldn't cry. Hiding in a castle was a lost boy who cried. Was nobody's favorite understatement. I hated it. Me against the world, I was done. Me against the world, though I was done. Me against the world, though I was done. Me against the world, though I was done. Oh, I pray to God, let my tears fall down from my face. First time in my whole life, I know I felt your warm embrace.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do another. We started Purim Shari Shemayim. Let's keep going. Sharecha Shloim. May you start. Come, Shloim. I need to sit near you. Sharecha Him Daifkim. Sharecha Him Daifkim. They are knocking on your gates. Kedalim V'Rashim, like poor people. Tzchoyin Lachsham, hear their prayers, their whispers. Shoychen Ma'olim, the one who dwells on high. Kiata Rav Slichais, because you are the one who is abundantly merciful. What's that? Kiata Rav Slichais? Balarachmim, and the...
Sarah,
We'll have second Seder now, 6:30 sharp. Please join us if you haven't done mincha yet in the annex. There'll be a 6:30 mincha followed by supper.